Good evening. You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. $1.1 billion. That's how much a new study estimates Indian River State College pumps collectively into the economies of Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin, and Okeechobee counties. The study was done by Economic Modeling Specialist International. We're joined now by Dr. Edwin Massey, IRSC's president, to tell us more about this.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk with you about this. I think it's great news. We were excited when we knew we had a large impact on the community. We were excited when we actually saw the bottom line number of the $1.1 billion overall, taking everything into account. And it justifies the use of public money to provide education, and then especially the added skills to our students that have such a big impact on our businesses and help them to be more productive in our area.
Now, you say when you take everything into account, it's $1.1 billion. What are we taking into account in that number?
Well, first of all, it's kind of interesting. There are a lot of government projects that are funded that the return on investment is basically level. In other words, there's no return on the investment. In the case of education, there is a return on the investment, and it's about an 18.1% return on investment, which in today's world is pretty good. So every dollar that the state gives to us, they get in return, and the community gets in return about $2.40 on that dollar.
And then more than the monetary advantages, there are social advantages as well.
People that get a higher education tend to be able to support themselves, cover their health costs and issues that go on in a community, so that's an added value.
What about the community aspect, since the college is located at several locations in the community?
We, through salaries, in addition to buying equipment and building buildings, not only do we have an impact on human development, but we have an impact on capital development within the area. And every year that returns about $88.4 million. And the big impact, as I mentioned earlier, is with our businesses, because the research study shows that the added skills makes an employee more productive, and therefore makes the businesses in our area more productive.
Education can seem to be an expensive investment, but the statistic you have here shows that students earn that back in under 9 years.
Absolutely. They recover the cost because they make more money and they pay themselves back over, I think it was about 8.7 years. And that also is a good return on investment.
With some of the bad news we get about the economy sometimes, this is the good news.
Well, I am very happy I'm a part of it. It's fun working at college. It's fun being a part of it. And I will say to the listeners that we're not resting on our laurels in any way. We have a completion agenda where we're going to double our output by 2020 in terms of number of certificates and degrees that we're going to produce. So I think the future is very bright for the college and for the research coast of the state of Florida.
We've been speaking with IRSC President Dr. Edwin Massey about the new study, which shows the college adds $1.1 billion collectively to the area economy. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.